Well, grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
The final days of this year are coming closer to the end, both in the actual year and within the church year. I think we all can agree that we cannot wait till it to be over. It's becoming a bit much. But we as Christians wait for the end, not in dread, but in hope. You see, as the year comes to a close, Christianity will often turn to the final teachings of Jesus, to his disciples. We'll look ahead to the horizon, to the coming of the day of the Lord. Many of these lessons are preparing us to keep watch, to not be asleep, to make it so that we are ready for the day of the Lord's coming, to greet it with open arms and celebratory voices. All this started, actually, with All Saints Day, where we got that little bit of a glimpse of what it will be like. It's wonderful. It's great. So then, why are all the stories scary? If you really look at the stories of Jesus, the parables that he teaches his disciples, especially here at the end of the Gospel of Matthew, they're terrifying, and they should almost startle us. We are taught from Sunday school up that the day of the Lord is something to be celebrated. A day when we can be in the presence of God in the flesh, perfect in every single way. So why is it scary? Why are the stories always ending, seeming, and they will be thrown out in the outer darkness? There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. 2 Sundays in a row we had that ending. Kind of weird. Why are we talking about our great hope in the day of the Lord when there's a story that ends in darkness? It's hard. But Jesus is teaching his disciples something. He is teaching them these final lessons because the day is coming when he will go away, when he will leave them, and there is work to be done. And that is why he leaves them with this story. It's one that may be familiar to all of you. Maybe to some of you, you are hearing this for the very first time. But listen now to the story, the parable of the talents. First of all, raise your hand here in the congregation. How many of you know exactly what a talent is? We've got one person, two, three. Okay, yeah, we sometimes know what a talent is. I'm not talking, of course, of your talents like singing or your talents like being a good fixer or talents of sewing, making wonderful pictures of art. No. A talent is money, especially in the olden days. Most of Jesus' stories when talking about the end times talks about money and uses that as a way to show how good of a gift giver God is. We've actually heard this before. A couple months ago, we heard about the story of the vineyard workers who all received a denarius a day. Denarius was the amount of money that you needed to live one day and have all comforts and cares taken care of. So when the master of the house is now going on a long journey, he brings him his three servants. To one, he gives 5 talents. To another, 2. And to another, 1, each to their own ability. Now, I crunched the numbers. 1 talent is 7,300 denarii, roughly. I then divided that by 365 days, just to see how many years one could live off of 1 talent. For 1 talent, you don't have to work a day in your life, 20 years. For the man who got 2 talents, 40 years. And for the other, 100. See the generosity of the master, the trust that he places into his servants. He has given them money that is incomprehensible. Think about even today's standards, how much you would need to live comfortably without having to work for 20 years alone, let alone 40 or 100. This master is beyond generous. He is going away, but he expects some work to be done. And so he gives each to his servant's ability money to take care of, to invest, and as a gift. We see this wonderful gift giver time and time again throughout the story of the Bible. The wonderful gift giver who gave manna and quail for 40 years, every single day, to a people wandering in the desert. A wonderful God who gave a rich land to this people. A wonderful God who gave them kings, though sometimes they didn't want them, who gave to them all things needed in this life. A God who cared for them, who took care of them, who takes care of us. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we have received the greatest gift of all, salvation in our Lord Jesus Christ through his death and resurrection. A gift overflowing that never ends, that is truly more priceless than even 100 years worth of money. It's wonderful. And you and I and everyone who's been baptized into his death and his resurrection have this beautiful gift. But the story continues. The master goes away, and his servants are left with what to do with these talents. So two of them go, and they do as the master has ordered. They go and they invest. They go and they use the money that the master gave them and put it to work. They follow the command of their master, and lo and behold, each to their own kind was able to produce more. One produced 10, another 4. You double that, 80 years and 200 years worth of money. There was the one who hid it, buried it. They did nothing with it. And so the master comes back. Now, the master returns, and the first servant comes and says, "Master, I have money. I want to give you what is yours. See, you have given me 5 talents. Here are 10 more. Likewise, the servant who had 2 talents gave his master back the 4. And they received something even more wonderful than that. The master says, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Come into the joy of your master." Something so wonderful to come into the kingdom of God, to come and be with him forever. But then his last servant comes. And he says, "Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed, so I was afraid. And I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, you have what is yours." But his master answered him, "You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown, and gather where I have scattered no seed? Well, then you ought have ought to invest in the money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take from him and give to him who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has will more be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast this worthless servant into the outer of darkness. In that place there will be weeping, gnashing of teeth." And so the church says this is the gospel of our Lord. Praise be to Christ. At first, when I read this, and like I read so many, I feel sorry for this servant. What did he do? He was scared. That's an understandable statement. We all are scared. We're all fearful. We could lose money. We could gain money. We don't know. And this master seems very harsh. But it is a servant who says it. The master has given wonderful gifts, and the servant is blaming the master at the end of it. Instead of putting it on himself for not doing it, he instead goes and he blames the master. "Well, you are harsh. You are demanding. And so I was scared, so I did nothing." it's almost, for me, very self-condemning. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we've been given a wonderful gift of God. So wonderful. And yet, often, we don't do anything with it. We are scared to go out and share this gift. Scared of what other people might think of us. Scared of maybe getting rebuffed back. For many years, the church has always lived in a time where in America, Christianity was the norm. Where it was an engendered societal thing. That we would all be going to church on Sunday and we were a Christian nation. The past couple of years has proven that to be a false thing. That maybe we never were the Christian nation we thought we were. And many of the things that we had taken for granted were never there. And now suddenly, there are people who don't know about Christ. There are people who don't have this gift. And for many, we are scared to share. And of course, we have done a wonderful job. Churches have done such a wonderful thing. We here have done a beautiful thing in giving donations and help to many people who are in need. The church has been a wonderful place in this time of the pandemic, being able to give out resources to those who need it. This is well and good and should never be stopped. For even Paul gives credit to the Thessalonians when they do as such, taking care of each other, helping each other. And yet sometimes that even cannot be enough. For when God has given us talents, the great gift, He means for us to share it, to expand it. And the greatest gift is the one that He has given to all people, redemption from their sins in Christ Jesus our Lord. And it's a very serious business. One can see actually this story play out in a couple of months after Jesus tells it. When two people who are in the church were supposed to give all that they had to God, their time, their talents, their gifts, and everything. And these two people, Ananias and Sapphira, went. And they lied, saying that, yes, we have, but they kept back. And the Holy Spirit, that Acts tells us, struck them dead. I don't want you to be afraid, my brothers and sisters. But this is serious. For God has given each and every Christian something wonderful to do. To give His gift of eternal life to all. And yet, for many of us, we don't want to do that. We're scared to, thinking we don't have the right words to say. That we will somehow offend. That there will be someone else who is far better than I could ever do. I'll leave it to them. I'll leave it to my neighbor. I'll leave it to a board in the church. I'll leave it to a pastor. But God has called all people. And all people have fallen short of the glory of God. But this is why the focus once again is on the Master. Because the Master, God Himself, is still there giving good gifts. And the most precious gift that He gave was His Son, Jesus Christ, more than gold or silver. For you see, when Christ came into this world, He came and He spread the message of the kingdom. He spread the good news that He was there saving people from their sins. And even on the cross, He took the brunt of it. All of the sins of the world, all of the inactions done from people. For Christ knew going down the road what was going to happen. All people, no matter how good their intentions, no matter how good they thought they were going to do, were going to fail. And God does not tolerate failure. But instead, He took upon Himself that punishment and said, "No, give it to Me. Cast Me into the outer darkness. Put all of your hatred on Me, God, and I will take it. For I want to give these people who are mocking Me, who are hurting Me, I want to give them life. I want to give them forgiveness. And that's just what he does. Christ is the wonderful gift giver and the perfect gift, worth more than 200 years of money. For in his death, he took upon the sin of the world, the inactions of all people, yours and mine. And he gave us life eternal. It's a wonderful gift that we have, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that all people have. A gift that is freely given and a cost that was very high to pay. And yet Christ bore it all for us. It is in this great love, this great gift, that we are called to give and share this gift with the world. It is not easy. And the temptation to let others do it is very, very high. But thanks be to God that he has given us, brothers and sisters in Christ, a community that bolsters us, that helps us with this. For we are not alone in doing this. We have Christ and our fellow brothers and sisters to help us along the way. Now we do this not so that we can enter into the joy of our Master. No, that has already been won for us. But we do it because that is what God has called us to do. We are rooted in the saving grace of our Lord. And so our fruits are born for other people to eat, that they might see our good works and praise our Father in heaven. That we might grow more in Christ as we do what he wants us to do, what he tells us to do. It's hard. I know. Even more now, it's become more complicated as COVID is now increasing and people seem so far away, with a nation that seems so hurt, just down the middle and hurting, polarized. Thanks be to God that he has given us Christ, who comes and says, come to me and I will give you rest. Come to me and I will give you a gift that does not end but keeps on giving. Come to me and enter into the joy of your Master. Let us do our best in Christ to share this gift with all. Amen.